Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We yesterday had one of the biggest international events ever, apparently, with the meeting between President Trump and President Putin.
Yes.
And you had Dr. Matthew Schmidt, Associate Professor, National
yes.
Security,
poli-sci
at the University of New Haven. And Dr. Schmidt is generous enough to give us his time today for the postgame.
That's right.
Doctor, how are you?
Good morning. I don't know how are my predictions?
Straight from the locker room, man. No, that was good.
Yeah, there we go.
But okay, this is being made as like how big a deal? Now, I mean, obviously, you know, seems like they're best friends and they're holding hands. Okay, I get that. It was kind of all of us were responsible here and blah 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 blah. But in the big scheme of things, how important is this, man?
I think it's extremely important, Ray. The real effects of what is going on with this administration over its course will be felt, you know, when my kids are in their 20s or their 30s and in the late 2020s and the 2030s here. Because what this has done overall, never mind that at a certain point in the press conference, I thought, my God, the entire CIA should tenure their resignations right now. I also thought at a certain point when Putin was like, what? There are 500 businessmen in St. Petersburg. Do you think we're trying to develop information on all of them? Crazy. And I thought everybody at the CIA and FBI is going, of course we do. the real effect here is that our allies, which are the things that really make us great in the world, that are the basis of American power, they have to look at themselves now and say, we never thought this could happen. We never thought that America could pull away from NATO or the EU and support, Britain tearing it apart or the trade wars. And so they have to start doubting, right, American resolve. And this is now going to be in their DNA for forever. And that's going to play out over the next couple of decades.
Well, Dr. Schmidt, I agree 100% with you, because when you take the trip as a whole, what he did and what he did at the
slaps
at the summit,
friends.
What he did to Prime Minister May, and then the performance yesterday, you'd be hard pressed to find another week that was more detrimental to this country overseas than what just happened.
He's one of a kind. That's all you can say.
I come on here to put words to things that in some ways I have no words for. It was pretty astounding. All you have to do is look across the board, right? Old school Republicans and Democrats, their jaws are just on the floor after watching this. It was amazing to see, in some ways, to watch Putin and Trump feed each other lines in order to build this narrative that everything is the fault of the Mueller investigation, that we'd have great relationships with Russia if it weren't for the Mueller investigation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It boggles the mind. I mean, and I'm a centrist. So I've voted for Republicans. I come from Kansas. Go Jayhawks.
It's kind of hard in football.
I cannot believe this presidency and what it's doing to the national security establishment.
Wow, incredulity noted here. By the way, Matt Schmidt is a professor of political science at University of New Haven. By the way, he's fluent in Russian. Did you actually, were you watching the press conference? Did you get to, Matt?
Yeah, I did. I watched it live.
Okay, so since you are pretty fluent in Russian, was it different, or was it pretty much what the translator said?
So there was this instance where the RT reporter, the Russia Today reporter, asked Putin first in Russian and then in English about Trump having called him a competitor. Only he said it as rival. He said, "Well, Trump called you a rival. Do you think you're his rival?" And Trump jumped in when it was translated into English as rival and said, no, I didn't call him a rival. I called him a competitor. And I thought to myself, that's crazy. You knew what the word was, because the asker of the question spoke fluent Russian and English. And it was almost like a setup to choose to translate it as rival instead of competitor in order to give Trump an opening to come in and interject that way.
Why do you think that Trump wanted to go in with just himself and Putin and their translators and not have anybody else in there?
Honestly, I hesitate to speculate. I don't really know. I think sort of all options are open, but the one that I favor is he's making a move that enhances his power, right? It's kind of an aggressive alpha male move to say, no, everybody walk out of the room. And beyond that, I'm not sure he has an agenda.
Hmm. Matt, I think he's the other
thing, the optics.
If you look at his background too, though, you know, he's kind of been this, you know, this is how he negotiates with people, I guess. You know, there are times when he gets together with some guy who's going to be a potential market, whatever you want to call him. But he ends up, you know, just doing it face to face. Maybe that's the way he does business, but wow, in politics, I'm not sure.
The thing that was dangerous for me there is his argument. The White House had made this earlier, that one of the reasons he didn't want people in is he didn't want his staff, they just say his experts, contradicting him or feeding him information, which just goes again to the basic sense of his administration that he is against expertise, that he doesn't believe that other people know things better than he does, or that he should take advice, you know, give consideration in these things. He just goes with his gut.
I thought the most fascinating moment for me was he's asked the question about, you know, Russian interference, and he brings up Hillary and the server and everything. You know, Hillary Clinton's got mentioned more every day than if she had been elected president.
It's true. There were a number of things like that. So he rolls out at the end of the press conference, which I thought was the worst, a series of dog whistle conspiracy theories, which will play very well to his constituency. And then also, you know, Putin helps this along by equating, he creates a standard. He said the only way to prosecute this is in a court of law. You're a democracy, we're a democracy, even though Russia's not a democracy. Knowing full well that
he was elected. Right. Come on.
Yeah, you know, like,
what are you talking about?
Knowing full well that we can't meet evidentiary standards on foreign nationals.
Yeah.
Which hands the president an argument to say, well, see, you know, because you can't reach this evidentiary standard, nothing's there. But then the other amazing thing is Vladimir Putin calls out Bill Browder without any reason to do it.
Well,
as an example of this, like, American oligarch, Browder's the guy behind the Magnitsky Act.
Okay. By the way, you know, Joe and I were joking about this, but Putin said, I'll help you with the investigation.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like John Gotti helping out with his investigation at the Bergen Hunting Fish Club.
Like, the CIA was like, oh, sure, we'll come over and be interviewed. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, God. Interesting times, man. Yeah. Hey, it's always great to talk to you, and let's not do it so infrequently, okay?
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Dr. Schmidt. That's Matthew Schmidt, National Security Political Science at University of New Haven. All right.
He was as incredulous as everybody else, as you said.
I just don't know what to make of it. I just don't. I think you have more formed ideas than
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.